You are now listening to the Garage Poppin' Family Chronicles podcast. Have a seat at the table and let's have a family discussion.
What's up, Garage Poppin' Family? This is Garage Poppin' Family Chronicles, and we are your hosts. I'm Ashley.
I'm Tasia.
And I'm Melissa.
And today's topic is going to be, is blood really thicker than water?
I say hell no.
Hell no! Podcast over. Thank you so much. Join us at another time at another table. With another...
Bye-bye! Negative.
That was quick.
Negative.
Now we all family talking about blood, ain't they?
Look, fuck y'all.
I just feel like, you know, there are some people in your family who are not for you. There are some people in your life who are not family, who are not for you. And just because you guys came from the same tree does not mean that fruit falls into your hand and it's good for you. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. I read something one time, because I think when I was writing my stuff, and Toni Braxton had said something about, I love you because you're my family, but if we weren't family, we wouldn't be friends.
Oh,
that's a good one.
And then,
come on, Toni.
That stuck with me, because there's a lot of people in the family that I just don't fuck with. And then the thing that you hear the most is, but that's your family. That's your so-and-so. That's your this. It doesn't matter.
You should be a better person.
Yeah, like, at the end of the day, we all, if you get into the spiritual side of the shit, we all switch positions anyway. So we all here to teach each other something. And that don't always mean that you going in my path and have to stay in my path. You may be my season.
Okay. Come on. Come on.
Lowry,
you were set in this June, honey.
Over. It ain't fall no more.
It's not fall, honey. And I feel like sometimes it's hard, because I feel like when it's family, you have to learn that lesson. And that lesson can be hard for you, and that lesson can be hurtful and painful. But it's a lesson, and you have to learn it, and you have to feel it and move the fuck on from people sometimes. Yeah. You just have to.
I agree. I feel like the whole phrase, blood is thicker than water, first of all, people are people. You know what I'm saying? A person can be a fucked up person, whether it's your mom, your dad, your cousin, your auntie. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are who they are. You know what I'm saying? And you cannot, you don't get leeway, not here, with me, because you my cousin or you my auntie or you my mama or you my daddy, and you want to do some fucked up shit. That's, either way, it's unacceptable, no matter where you are on the tree. What side of the tree you're on, I'll give a damn, I'm going to cut the whole tree down. Because I don't know how to, what's the word? I don't know how to separate my anger. Like, you know what I'm saying? When someone has done something that I think is unacceptable, or when someone acts a certain way constantly that I think is unacceptable, I don't know how to separate you from being a friend or being a cousin. I do not want to talk to you no more. Or I want to fight. Cousin, auntie, brother. I don't know how to.
Don't do your brother.
I'm gonna break you too, because your blood. I'm gonna treat you just like I would treat a friend. I'm gonna treat you just like somebody on the street who disrespected me. Disrespect is disrespect. I don't care who you related to. I don't give a damn.
I think that some of your karmic relationships can be with family as well, and you got to learn to break those karmic cycles. Some people say it's with relationships that you're intimate in, but really, it could be any relationship. And maybe you go through the whole, your whole lifetimes every time doing through the same shit until you finally realize. And I think the main problem I have with saying, fuck this person, I don't fuck with them, is the outsiders looking in, telling you what you should and shouldn't do, but they don't understand how much shit this person has put you through.
Yeah.
And how much are you supposed to take just because that's your family? If that was really your family, they wouldn't have done the shit that they did.
Exactly.
True. And I don't like when it comes to, like, I don't know if y'all have noticed this, but for the past couple years, like when it comes to like arguing with somebody, especially in my family, when it comes to arguing and like going back and forth, I don't have time for this shit. Like, you know what? You know what I mean? Like, if I did something wrong and you say, listen, I didn't think that was right. You hurt my feelings, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I apologize.
Right.
But if you come to somebody and they're like, well, you know, we all do this or we all, okay, you know what? I'm done. You know what I mean? Like, I've told you, I'm done. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to go back and forth. I'm not going to put subliminal fucking messages on Facebook. I'm not going to do none of that shit. You know why?
It's your big age.
Because I don't give a fuck no more. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not directly impacting my household, my money, my bank account, my motherfucking spiritualness, if you're not doing any of that shit, if you're not pouring into me,
blocked. Come on. On everything. Blocked.
I'm done. I can't do it no more. Like, it's not helping me. It's not making me a better person. I just can't anymore. I can't.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. A lot of things in families especially get swept under the rug because, you know, that's family and, you know, you supposed right. to. That's that old timey thinking. That's why I kept saying, I said in the other podcast, you know, the world changes, but we keep the same mindsets. Not everybody that's in your life is meant to be there, regardless mm-hmm. of if y'all have the same blood or not.
Yeah.
And it's a respect thing. And I don't care if you're an old ass person or you're a young person in my family.
Exactly. Be respectful. Yeah. I don't care who you are. Respectful.
Like,
be respectful. She your great, 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 great aunt. Well, my great, 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 great aunt needs
to
fucking
respect. Can go to hell. You can choose a relationship. You can't choose no cousin. I can't. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be in my family regardless. I can choose not to deal with you, but.
Yeah.
Listen, you can choose good because I can walk around and be like, hey, cousin, with them fake ass people. Be like, hey.
Right. Hey, cousin. Hey, friend. Hey, friend.
Yeah, I hate that too. That's some fake ass shit. And then they turn around and say, hey, friend, to somebody else. And they'll be like, nah.
We right. Blood is thicker than water is really like bullshit. Because
titles don't matter to me when you disrespect me.
Exactly. And they'll take advantage of that title. I'm your family. I'm yeah. just here to be blah, blah, blah. I'm just here to tell you blah, blah. But it's really like some shady shit. The way you went about right. it always. Was not a way that you should have gone about it if you love me like I'm family.
I don't care if I see you every day. I can still.
Period. Because I ain't never been able to differentiate. I be ready to fight. Auntie, cousin, brother.
Sometimes.
Say what I said. Oh, sorry, Mom, go ahead.
I just feel like sometimes I don't understand why people can't just be like, listen, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I feel like with family, if you know somebody doesn't like something that you do, and you know this because it's been said before, it's been said multiple times, it's been said in several different conversations, and yet you're doing it, and they say, this is the shit I'm talking about, and you still like, rah, 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 that's a problem. You know what I mean?
That has nothing to do with you. That has more to do with them, and that you wipe your hands with it.
That's why I said, like, sometimes it's a lesson and it's painful and it hurts, but like for your own fucking peace, your own peace, you have to let some shit go, or you have to put them on a surface level relationship. You know what I mean?
I mean, but I got a family member now that's going through some shit that I haven't talked to, and people were telling me that I needed to reach out, and I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Sometimes being a bigger person. When it comes to your family, it's not worth it.
It's not necessary.
Because they'll never get it.
And I feel like if you really want that relationship, then if you really want that relationship, then it has to be 50-50. You know what I mean? Like, both of you have to come together. It can't be just one person coming to you and being like, hey, I'm really worried about you, blah, blah, blah. It has to be 50-50. You know what I mean? Especially in family. It has to be 50-50 because if I'm coming to you and I'm like, hey, I'm worried about you. And then they're like, yeah, I'm okay, blah, blah, blah. And then you don't call again for 4 or 5 months until something happened. Like, that's not okay. That's
or not I had a walk, I gotta walk on eggshells talking to you because I don't want you to not call me back because you think that I'm calling you out or some shit. Like, I shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
So looking from the outside in, people are like, no, that's your so-and-so. But for me, it's like, you don't know how much I've tried to put into this relationship. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna love you from a distance.
Yeah.
It's okay to love people from a distance, and even if they're family.
True that.
Sometimes you have to. And sometimes sometimes that's what's completely needed. Space.
Go ahead.
But sometimes they have to hit rock bottom. Because, you know, I definitely understand, you know what I'm saying? You get new friends, you get new people who are around you. But at the end of the day, people who are really there for you, people who will really make sure that you're straight, that's a bond that you need to, you know what I'm saying? That's a bond that you need to keep. Yeah. And if you don't, that shows a lot about your character. I agree.
But I think in that aspect, when they say blood is thicker than water, if I've done everything that I can and it's a one-sided relationship, blood is not thicker than water, obviously. And I shouldn't be at fault for not wanting to make a relationship anymore.
Yeah.
True.
I agree.
It's got thick really fast. Anything else on this topic?
I think this was a good topic.
Me too.
I think this is still kind of like a painful topic.
Yeah, it was. I don't think we expected it to get this deep until we got this deep.
Yeah. I saw how angry I got when I was talking, and I was like, I'm triggered by this.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, the shit still, it still affects you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, even though you can be like, listen, for my peace, I gotta cut this off. But at the same time, it still hurts. You know what I mean? Like, you can say it all day, oh, I don't care. But at the end of the day, the shit still hurts.
We will see you guys on the next podcast where we'll have a new topic about a new discussion and sit at the table and talk about some new shit with the whoop de whoop and the doof de doo.
Now I got a dimple.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. With my dimple.